Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 43 on December 19th, 2018 at 1630 UTC. And attending the call today is Susan and Alan, and we have apologies from Catherine, from ICANN.org, Jean-Baptiste, Jackie, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking, and Jean-Baptiste, I'll turn it over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda. So I had listed several things for today's agenda, starting with the draft report update. So you may have seen several emails from Jackie to send to the routine, and we wanted to cover several items. Then the deadlines and the schedule of plenary calls until the routine will send out the final report to the board. ICANN 64 and more precisely the engagement session, and finally AOB. And under that I have just the fact sheets listed. Is there anything else?
I don't think so, but I'm presuming we will cover under the draft report updates to what extent we've gotten responses from people who weren't on the call on Monday.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to cover that, Alan, and the answer is unfortunately easy. So under draft report updates, so to reply to your question, I have not received any comments on the three recommendations where consensus was reached. However, Jackie and I had a question on recommendation 5.1 because there was consensus reached on the recommendation itself, but we were wondering whether you will have any other updates to the rationale and other fields of the recommendation, or whether it would be someone else trying to work on these.
Lily said she would. I'm a little bit leery that we're going to have to rework what she does anyway, but since it was her section, I think we have to give her a first pass at it.
All right, so how would you like to move things forward?
Well, why don't you send Lily a note saying, just asking her, is she going to be updating the section in line with the new recommendation, or does she want me to do it? Why don't you just ask her that?
All right.
I'm sure she's going to say she'll do it, and you know, tell her we'll need it within a week or something like that. Whatever is reasonable.
Yeah. So what I've listed on this slide regarding, so first, updates in the report itself. So there was a question from Jackie, and Jackie, please jump if you wish to, on the appendix for the relevant research links. So there, as you recall, it was decided that everything should be moved, all the relevant research sections in the report should be moved to this appendix. However, do you want Jackie's question, I think, was how would you like to leave a trace of that in the report itself? Do you want to, for each section, leave a footnote directing them to this appendix? Or is there any other way you would like to proceed?
No, I think I've got a blank, of exactly remembering the details of the report. I assume there's a section somewhere on methodology and, an overall section, and we can simply say that, various, sources were consulted and they're all listed in the, in Appendix I or 1, whatever that is. I don't see a need to put a reference in every section. All we need to do is find a convenient place to put it somewhere near the front.
Okay. Jackie, is there anything else you wanted to clarify on that?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. This is Jackie for the record. No, it just sounds like I'm just confirming that you want to make mention of the research links in probably in the methodology section in the beginning of the report and nowhere else throughout the sections.
Unless you think it's really, you know, it's going to make it really not understandable, but it sounds okay to me. So if you have a different opinion,
yeah.
Say so. But
no, I think that's appropriate. We can just mention it somewhere in the methodology, and they can kind of go from there as the reader. I think that seems
yep.
fine to me.
Good.
All right. Also, on several emails that Jackie sent, so there was a very low response from the review team, including on one email. So one of these relevant research sections, so for privacy proxy services, this was missing, so she has followed up with them and is expecting an update. And then, Alan, I don't know if you recall, but Jackie had addressed several action items where some clarification is needed. That email was sent last Monday, I guess, Jackie, and if I can ask you to address those. Jackie?
Yeah, so these are actually just the beginning of the questions I had. There are, of course, the rest of the action items, but I simply just want to sort of get started on defining the priority levels. I know we mentioned that the low, medium, high may need some reworking. And by reworking, it sounded like somebody suggested adding a sentence to clarify what they meant on timing. So I didn't know if this is something that the team wanted to work on together or if someone was going to make the executive decision and decide, how to approach time.
Yeah, I would suggest on these kind of things that all of these issues you work on in conjunction with one of the people in leadership. Now, by the way, I've had some personal issues. My wife's father is not being well, and for a bunch of reasons, I've ended up having time constraints, so I haven't responded to things that I should have. I'm going to try to get better on that. But I think on all of these things, to the extent that we can, either if you want to do a first cut or do a first cut with one of Susan, me, or Catherine, whoever you can Shanghai to work with at the given time,
mm-hmm.
And then pass it by the review team. At this point, I think we're going to get – it's going to be like pulling hen's teeth to get people to participate actively. So
sure.
To the extent that we can do something and then get them to agree to it, I think we're likely to see, that's likely the best way forward. Given that getting time from the three of us is going to be difficult as well, but I think we're more likely to find the time than they are.
Of course. So approach each of these sort of unilaterally across the leadership, and I can take a first cut at some of these, but I'll probably just go back and listen to the recordings. But for instance, I'm personally not the subject matter expert on timing for some of these recommendations and also the priority level. So I will just sort of reiterate that any help from leadership is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, no. On stuff where we actually need to know what we're talking about, you're going to have to get help from one of us.
Perfect. Okay.
And I'll do my best to, to carve out some time. And after this, I've still got various commitments this week in terms of my schedule, but
mm-hmm.
I think let me look at it. Tomorrow I've got a couple of meetings, but tomorrow's not bad. Friday I can probably put some time into it with you. And
okay.
And next week should also be pretty good.
Okay, so what I'll do is try to deduce as much as possible how I should proceed, and then, of course, just work with you one-on-one, whenever available over the next 2 days, and I'll reach out to leadership for some of the other issues that maybe shouldn't be all on your shoulders.
mm-hmm.
So
And Susan, to the extent you have any time over the next couple of days to devote, just let Jackie know.
Yeah, I put my hand up to volunteer. Sorry. Unfortunately, I have not. I had so much backlog, other work that, you know, and then a conflict on Monday that I haven't really followed what's going on. So, Jackie, mm-hmm. the emails that you said you sent out, you haven't gotten much response. That was from last week. I was just going through my email trying to figure out.
I actually sent a few emails prior to the face-to-face meeting with regard to a few sort of missing resource sections. So if there was a section that said, we are waiting on this report to come out on July 31st, et cetera. And I didn't really receive any response to that. But what we're talking about now is just two emails. One is just with regard to Privacy Proxy and their relevant research sections and just sort of filling that in. And then, of course, I wrote Alan, I think it was on Monday, just asking about these key items that I could get started on at least. So I don't think it has been too much, but yeah.
So I have time on Friday. Would it be helpful to have a phone call and sort of go over a few things? Because I could give you at least an hour on Friday if you think that would be helpful.
I think.
Susan, if you think it's worthwhile having me on it, I should be able to find an hour also. The EPDP answers have to be submitted by Friday, but I hope to wrap it up tomorrow. So that should be okay.
That's one of the things I'm working on too.
My only caveat is I'm having some new laundry equipment delivered on Friday, and I have no idea yet when they're going to be here. So that may change my availability when I finally find out when the window is they're going to show up.
Yeah, and maybe it's something Jackie and I can work on together and then come back and review via email with you.
Sure.
You know, whatever's the easiest and how much you want to be involved. Since I wasn't on the call on Monday. So, Jackie, I am open after 10 a.m. on Friday. I have early morning meetings that day, but after that, at the moment, I'm completely open. So if I block something now, then it won't get filled in.
That's 10 a.m. California time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. So the same, Jackie, you're in the same time zone, so.
Yeah, I will most likely be in the car driving back home to Spokane, but I think 10:30 would probably work, if that works for you.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
So I'll just send you a meeting invite with my cell phone number, and you can just call me.
Okay.
And if something happens.
Send it to me as well, and I'll join if I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. And then I'll go back and look at those emails. I know I did look at some of the emails before the meeting. Didn't look at any after, but I'll take time.
Okay.
Today's just a really busy day. Tomorrow lightens up so I can do a little bit of, you know, review and then be prepared, hopefully, on either that or your questions, one of the two. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So, hopefully it's not that.
Thank you.
Jean-Baptiste?
All right. Jackie, is there anything else on the list you need to review now or not?
No, I think at this point, you know, you mentioned at the end of the slide that we just need help reminding subgroups to update their sections. And I would like to affirm that there are you know, unfortunately, I'm having to transpose all of my edits into the new Google Docs, so I am, you know, I'm not completely finished with the document yet, but I would just recommend leaders, you know, sort of telling their teams, hey, can you look at the Google Docs so far, their sections, and see if there are any questions or any clarity they can bring to any sections.
When do you think you'll be finished that, Jackie?
Let's see. I'm currently. What's that?
I said, I wasn't trying to rush you. I just, what's your estimate?
Well, I'm currently on Common Interface, so that's a little more than half. But the thing is I have all these edits. The time-consuming part is just transposing them or putting them into the Google Doc. So I'm hoping to be done by Friday or this weekend.
Okay. Susan, do you have any problem if I start going over them and accepting them, assuming that I don't have a problem, or do you want to be involved also?
No, go ahead. I'll take a look too, but if you think they're fine, I'm sure I trust you. And Jackie, are you working? I know I can't close after the holidays, so I was wondering if you're working after the holidays at all.
Yeah.
Not that you should be.
I'm essentially taking probably Christmas even day off, and then I'm back to work after that. Yeah.
Okay. You should take the day after, too. No, I mean, I'll be sort of out of pocket, but also available. So if things come up, if we have something we want to clarify after our call on Friday, then, it would have to wait till probably the 27th. But I'm, going to be working somewhat after the holidays.
Okay, good to know. Hopefully we'll have everything squared away by then.
Yeah.
If I can jump back on, in terms of approval of any edits or updates that are being made by Jackie, I just wanted to suggest whether, either the idea would be like to have to be transparent that that this is recorded. So either some of them where it's more controversial that we can flag that and review them with you on the leadership call, and then if you see that that input is needed or at least that decision is needed from the whole review team, that we move the decision to a plenary call. Would that work for you too?
Yeah, I think what we'll do is I'll do a pass and accept the ones that I think are no-brainers. There's no point to involve multiple people in those. And the ones that are left will either be a leadership call if it's a small thing or a plenary. Hopefully there won't be too many of those, though.
All right.
And some of those we may want to get the team leader involved in that section to approve it. Other ones I'll feel comfortable in doing at this point.
So as a modus operandi to make things a little bit easier, would that help if, for example, every time Jackie has done enough updates that she sends an email to the list to say to mention that some of the Google Docs were updated for you to review?
To the leadership list, yes, certainly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, before we finish, let's go back. We need to talk about the getting approval on the consensus on the recommendations from the people who weren't on the call. Now, Susan, you're one of them. I don't know to what extent you've had a chance to look at the reworked recommendations. Anyone who was on the call accepted all three of them. And you may want to look at probably the easiest way is the slide deck or the email Jean-Baptiste sent out.
Yeah.
So I'll take a look at that, and I can't do it today. Today's crazy, but I can do that tomorrow and then respond.
Okay, so that leaves only Erica and Stephanie, and that's something we can't assume silence is agreement. Erica, I have no problem with. Stephanie is the one who may well object to things, and so we do need a positive response from her. So to the extent she reads email, I would put some pressure on her and try to get an answer on those recommendations. If that doesn't work, then I'll contact her.
What I can do, Alan, is to send a reminder putting up on my privacy email to the review team,
okay.
or directed at those who are not on the plenary call.
Yeah, and Thomas, I don't have a clue whether we're going to hear anything from him or not. you can certainly...
I have not heard anything from him.
Yeah.
On a very note as well, so...
Yeah, I guess at some point I'll send him a message, but I'm not going to do it today.
Yeah. All right. Can we move on to the next agenda item?
Please.
Perfect. So there, I've listed on this slide, so the different... So the future plenary call that we have currently, so that's for the month of January. So there are a few questions. First, do you think we are still on target to have the final report published by the end of January? And second, whether also we can send already invitation for those dates identified here, so that would be the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. Just to make sure that Revitin has those on their calendar before next year. And also one thing that I wanted you to keep in mind is that so by the end of January, if all goes according to plan, you will need to decide on who will be volunteering to become an implementation shepherd once the Revitin is over.
Okay, on plenary meetings, I would send invites for all four meetings in January just to get it on people's agenda. Easy to cancel meetings.
So what would be the fourth, Alan?
On the 28th. We may not need it.
On the 28th as well. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, you asked, are we still on target? I'm worried about getting work out of people, myself included,
yeah.
You know, under pressure, I will do the work. Other people are less under my control, under my or our control. So am I a little worried? Yes. Do I still believe we can do it? I'm hoping so.
All right.
Now, will I be very surprised if we slip again? No, but I'm hoping not.
All right, and if you recall, we had said at the end of the face-to-face to have by the 11th of January, the Derby team will have assembled the final recommendations and update the draft report based on public comments received. So from what I heard just before in our discussion, so you will be providing some help on refining the recommendations for that deadline. But is there anything else that we can do to move things forward with the review team?
I don't know what else we can do. That date, I suspect, we will end up slipping, but I don't want to change it at this point. The problem is I don't know to what extent people disappear for more than a couple of days at the beginning of January. I know in some places in Europe, it's almost to the middle of January before people actually show up and start working again. Certainly in North America, you know, officially the first day of work will be, you know, the second or the third at worst. But it's really going to be the difficult part is going to be getting individuals to respond when we have questions. And I'm less worried about some than others, because if we do some rewriting for them, they're less likely to complain. Other people are going to have a larger problem than that. You know, Stephanie's, if you try to rewrite something of hers and don't get the right words, she's likely to look at it very carefully. And other people, not so much. So I think we're going to have to play it by ear. At this point, I'm still hoping we can get that redone. I've got a fair amount of work with Erica, and she said she was going to take a first cut at it, and I've got to check with her if she's done anything or not.
Yeah. All right. And in terms of agenda for the first plenary call, is there already something that you want us to highlight?
No, I think at that point we should have, identified various parts of the report that we want to discuss. Those plenary calls may end up being very short. I know we need them on the books, but I don't I'm not clear that we're going to spend an hour and a half on each of those calls discussing things unless we actually have something of substance to discuss.
No. Would you like us to schedule a leadership call the week before the 7th of January?
Look at
this. So that would be, I think, the 2nd or something like that? Yes.
I would say schedule them, and again, if we decide we really don't have enough to discuss, we can always cancel. But yeah, I would put leadership calls on the agenda.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Alan.
All right. Any other comments on that? I see that we are already at the end of the time. So I'll just move on to the next section. And that's for the engagement session. So we are preparing things already, and I wanted to ask you whether we can so have your input on first when you would like to have this session, preferably. I've noted that for the session before you identified at 9 or 10:30. Is that still a wish from yours?
I don't know what the reference to 9 or 10:30 is. I don't recall.
So that's identifying a time at which you would prefer to have the engagement session in the schedule of Icon 64, whether it would be afternoon, morning, and I recall that for the previous one you had indicated preferably in the morning and not in front of a high interest session.
No. Well, certainly I don't want it to conflict with a high interest session that will really attract a lot of people with the same interest. This is a longer meeting than a June one. I don't really have strong preferences where it fits.
All right. And in terms of attendance, would you prefer to have a smaller room than in Barcelona?
I think so. There's no way we're going to have a. I mean, the only reason we ended up with a large room there was there were only a limited number of rooms available due to other schedules. So no, I can't see there being a lot of attendance. I think we're going to have to. We are planning to have some webinars. I thought. Or at least a webinar after it's published. Is that not the norm? Is that not what we had said?
I think we had planned, yes, to have if I recall correctly on the outreach plan, yes, there was a webinar planned after the final report has been sent out to socialize the final recommendations.
I think to some extent we're going to have to use the attendance at that to gauge just how much interest there was. Certainly there was zip interest in the meeting in Barcelona, whether that was because the conflicts were problematic or people just don't care anymore. The heavy response we got to the public comment may mean it's the latter, that there are simply other who-is issues that attract people's attention more these days because they're more important. So, you know, from that point of view, there's nothing we can do to change that.
Mm-hmm. All right. For the description on the Icon 64 website, we'll draft something. Do you want to review that, or can we just inspire ourselves from the previous one and update that?
Well, you know, obviously it's based on the final report, but yeah, pass it by us, I guess, and if someone objects, we'll yell out, but I don't think we need to discuss it.
Perfect. I'll do so. All right. I'm just marking down the action item. And under AOB, and you have already answered to that. Thank you very much, Suzanne. We'll make the necessary change to the chart that you have identified and publish that once this is done. Any other business?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jean-Baptiste.
No, no, thanks to you, Susan.
No, I don't have anything else.
All right. So would you like me to read the action items, or you need to leave?
Please, if there were any.
There were several. Okay, so for recommendation 5.1, we will ask Lily whether she wants to update the section in relation to the new recommendation. For the appendix I, Jackie will send a convenient section to put it on front, possibly on the methodology section. Jackie, Susan, and Ellen will review the recommendations on Friday at 10:30 Pacific time. And Susan will review the three recommendations where consensus was reached on last plenary call, and we will send out a reminder to those who are not on the plenary call. And I can also will send a full plenary call and meeting invitation for January, and one for the leadership call on the 2nd of January, and we'll share the engagement session description for item 64.
Okay, thank you. And leadership calls the successive Wednesdays also.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for keeping us honest.
Thank you, everyone.
Both Jackie and Jean-Baptiste, thank you for keeping us honest.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.